Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Matthew Syed's book. Sophie, I have to say, this one really shook up how I think about teams.
Oh, same here. The whole premise is that we've been thinking about intelligence all wrong. It's not about how smart you are alone, but how smart you are together. And Syed makes a pretty compelling case.
Right? He opens with this story about the deadliest aviation disaster in history. The Tenerife runway collision in 1977. Two 747s crashed, 583 people died.
And the thing is, the pilot of the KLM plane was basically a rock star. Everyone respected him. No one questioned him. His co-pilot noticed something was wrong during the takeoff roll, but didn't speak up forcefully enough. That's conformity bias in action.
Exactly. It wasn't that they were stupid. They were all highly trained professionals. But the culture of hierarchy silenced the one voice that could have saved everyone. Syed argues that's the danger of homogenous groups. They all share the same blind spots.
And that's the core idea, cognitive diversity. It's not about race or gender, though those can contribute. It's about having different mental models, different ways of seeing the world. When everyone thinks alike, you get collective blindness.
He uses the example of the Cambridge spies during the Cold War. These British intelligence officers were all from elite schools, same backgrounds, same assumptions. They were Soviet double agents for years, and no one caught on because the whole system was a monoculture.
Right.
They weren't caught being clever. They were caught the group was too homogeneous. Everyone thought the same way, so no one could see what was right in front of them.
So what's the fix? Syed talks about rebel ideas, perspectives that come from genuinely different ways of thinking, not just being contrarian for the sake of it.
Yeah, he tells the Moneyball story. Baseball scouts for years relied on things like a player's physique and swagger. But Billy Bean and his team used data and statistical analysis, a completely different mental model, and built a winning team on a tiny budget.
The scouts weren't dumb. They were just trapped inside their own way of thinking. The rebel ideas came from outside that system.
And that's why we need to actively seek out dissent. Not just tolerate it, but encourage it. Syed talks about creating psychological safety, so people feel they can speak up without fear.
There's a great example in the book about a hospital that reduced infections just by getting nurses to speak up when doctors forgot to wash their hands. Simple change, huge impact.
Right.
But the key is that it wasn't about being rude or confrontational. It was about creating a culture where that kind of input is expected and valued.
Syed also talks about the neuroscience of confirmation bias. Our brains are prediction machines, and we feel rewarded when our predictions are confirmed. So we seek out information that agrees with us.
And when we surround ourselves with people who think like us, we just reinforce each other's biases. That's how groups get trapped in delusions, financial bubbles, political extremism, and you name it.
The antidote is what Syed calls recombining, bringing together different ideas from different fields. The Wright brothers combined insights from bicycle mechanics, glider design, and aerodynamics. They weren't the most brilliant engineers, but they were the ones who saw the connections.
And that friction from different perspectives is actually the source of value. It's uncomfortable, but it forces you to re-examine your assumptions.
So what's the takeaway for us? How do we apply this?
I think it starts with humility, recognizing that no matter how smart you are, you have blind spots, and then actively building teams and networks that bring in different mental models. Hire for diversity of thought, not just background.
And create a culture where dissent is celebrated, not punished. That's hard. Especially if you're the leader. You have to be willing to be wrong.
Yeah, Syed says the most intelligent system isn't the one with the highest IQ, but the one with the greatest diversity of thought. That really stuck with me.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that I need to actively seek out people who disagree with me and really listen to them. Not to win an argument, but to test my own thinking.
That's a great takeaway. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, The whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big idea from is that the smartest group isn't the one with the highest IQs, it's the one that knows how to find and follow its rebel ideas. We'll see you in the next one.